or if you'd rather just go with your pricing over the top of it.
Hey, Eduardo.
How you doing, boss?
Hey, how are you, man?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, so, yep. So I got an update on your file here. The credit department got back to me, and unfortunately, we weren't able to get you the approval that we were looking for. We ran into some complications. You do know that your U.S. DOT number is not active, correct? That was like one of the main issues that we had, so we weren't able to get you the approval.
Oh, well, no, I is waiting. But the reason I haven't get that, my MC number for broker authority is active.
But for the programs that we were looking for the trucking one, the ones that we were trying to do for you, we weren't able to get the approval that we were looking for. And then trust me, Eduardo, when I say that the reason why it took so long is because I was fighting for you here, and there was some other reasons why we weren't able to get you the approval. But, you know, if you get some of those things fixed, I'm sure we might be able to help you out during the future. And if you do bring on maybe a few more trucks too, I'd at least like to be of a resource to you. But at the time, we weren't able to get you the approval for that reason, mainly. Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. But let's keep in contact. Let's keep in contact and see, you know, what we can do down the line if there's something that we can do.
Yeah. That MC number, I haven't get. I just applied last Friday, and I just call them right now, and then waiting for the insurance to put insurance in the truck and reefer, So before I can have the MC number active, I need the insurance and then need the trailer number.
True. But for the program that we tried getting you on here, for at least our side of the deal, you know, I'm trying to get you on the right path for what we could have done for you, there were some issues. And one of the main issues was that, as well as a single owner operator without any previous trucks or trailers that you had as like a growing business. So that was something that we weren't concerned of. But like I said, I'd love to keep in contact with you, just see if there's anything in the future that we can help out your business with, whether that's for equipment needs or capital needs, if you need some extra cash on hand to help the business grow. But we couldn't get you for the equipment financing. I'm sorry to say that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I'll let you know and see how can we do finance my truck? Can you do something that way I get cash out?
Use your truck as collateral?
Yeah.
Well, that's something that we tried doing too. I said, I was trying to work my hardest to see if there's something. I had my senior members on it too, and helping me out, trying to get you the better deal that we can get. But like I said, I tried every angle here, and I was, unfortunately, we weren't able to approve you.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I mean, I don't know what else I'm going to try to do, but
There's definitely different options that you can do. I'm sure of it. Get some of your information updated. Get the U.S. DOT number updated on the truck too, and everything. And that's like my recommendation. I mean, you've been in the trucking industry longer than I have, you definitely know more about it. And when the time comes when you need the additional either cash or, you know, are looking for another trailer, if you ever just keep bringing on new trucks or trailers, give me a call, okay? Yeah.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Of course, Eduardo.
Have a nice week.
You take care.
All right. All right, bro.
Bye.